From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Pope Benedict has delivered his traditional Christmas Day blessing and followed it with Christmas greetings in 65 languages. In English, he said, "May the birth of the Prince of Peace remind the world where its true happiness lies." President Obama and the First Lady recorded a holiday message for the nation. The president asked Americans to think about those in military service and suggested ways children and adults can help.
Kids can make a card that will bring a smile to an American far from home. Adults can send a care package or a prepaid phone card that makes the tour just a little bit easier.
In Baghdad, services were offered for Christian troops. Mike Lotzer, a military chaplain from Minneapolis, said just before a service that chaplains can play a significant role for troops far from home at Christmas time.
Primarily, we're just reminding them that there's someone here who cares about them, and we're all in this together. We're all feeling lonely, missing home, but we're going to get through it together, reminding them that God's presence is here in the holidays.
Another chaplain said he and his colleagues make a special point of visiting troops one-on-one as well as joining them for services. In the weekly Republican address, California Representative Duncan Hunter said individual Americans should think about people less fortunate than they and about members of the military. Hunter said Republicans are offering what he called common-sense solutions to get the nation back on track without raising taxes or increasing the size of government. A massive winter storm blasting the nation's midsection is being blamed for 18 deaths, most of them due to slippery roads. Interstate highways in the Oklahoma City metropolitan area are closed. Blizzard warnings are in effect for parts of 8 states. Airports in 3 states are closed, including Texas. At least one traffic death is reported in Dallas from the snow and ice. Bill Siebel with member station KERA in Dallas has more.
A blizzard blew through the entire northern top of the state earlier on Christmas Eve day. It spread from the panhandle in the west and on to Wichita Falls. That's where a pileup of cars and trucks was so bad that part of Highway 287 was shut down. High winds and snow then gusted into Fort Worth and east into Dallas, then beyond. Roads wet from early rainfall turned to ice, hidden by sticking snow. Hundreds and hundreds of wrecks are already reported in Fort Worth and Dallas. DFW Airport remains open, but at least 150 flights have been canceled. Officials warn passengers to expect delays of up to 4 hours for flights not already canceled. On Wednesday, North Texas experienced temperatures in the 70s. For NPR News, I'm Bill Siebel in Dallas.
Financial markets in the U.S. are closed today. Stock prices fell across Asia. Shares in some technology companies did move higher, however. Japan's Nikkei stock average closed down 0.4% after closing at a 3-month high yesterday. This is NPR News. A Chinese court has sentenced one of the nation's best-known dissidents to 11 years in jail. He was convicted of writing subversive materials, including a manifesto calling for human rights and democracy in China. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Liu Xiaobo was expected to receive a 5 to 15 year jail term, so what he got was roughly in the middle. A court statement said that Liu will also be deprived of all political rights for an additional 2 years after his release, which means he will not be able to speak to reporters. The statement added that the court had fully protected Liu's legal rights. Liu pleaded innocent and was defended by 2 lawyers from the law firm of veteran rights lawyer Mo Xiaoping. The statement said the trial was open to the public, but Liu's supporters, reporters, and diplomats were denied entry. It also said that Liu's family members were present at the trial. Liu's wife was not allowed to attend, but his brother-in-law was. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
The International Organization for Migration is seeking funds to help up to 700 stranded migrants return home from Iraq. The IOM says the migrants were lured to Iraq under false pretenses, most of them from Asia and Africa, by unscrupulous recruitment agencies. They were reportedly told they could make easy money in construction and other trades. But an IOM spokeswoman says many of them encountered inhumane conditions when they arrived in Iraq. She says some of the migrants thought that they were headed for work in the Persian Gulf area or elsewhere. Instead, they ended up working in Iraq under very difficult conditions against their will. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.